From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Recently, Dr. Cairns began a series devoted to the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. During these studies, we're seeing how God took a fanatical enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ and transformed him into the greatest evangelist the world has ever seen, apart from Christ himself. Saul was convinced he was doing God's will by seeking to stamp out every vestige of the religion of Jesus Christ. But deep inside him, he was not able to escape the conviction which was brought on by the preaching of Stephen, in whose martyrdom Saul had been a participant. As much as he fought against it, the force of God's law began to disturb his confidence, and he began to feel his guilt before a holy God. Slowly, the realization dawned upon him that sin had fooled him. Then, on the Damascus road, he met Christ and came to a saving knowledge of the one whom he had been persecuting. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message called Kicking Against the Pricks. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, God is a Sanctuary. The text is Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 16. Therefore say, Thus saith the Lord God, Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Banished from the public means of grace, we are not removed from the grace of the means. The Lord who places his people where they feel as exiles will himself be with them, and be to them all that they could have had at home, in the place of their solemn assemblies. Take this to yourselves, O ye who are called to wander. God is to his people a place of refuge. They find sanctuary with him from every adversary. He is their place of worship, too. He is with them as with Jacob when he slept in the open field, and rising said, Surely God was in this place. To them also he will be a sanctuary of quiet, like the Holy of Holies, which was the noiseless abode of the Eternal. They shall be quiet from fear of evil. God himself in Christ Jesus is the sanctuary of mercy. The Ark of the Covenant is the Lord Jesus, and Aaron's rod, the pot of manna, the tables of the law, all are in Christ our sanctuary. In God we find the shrine of holiness and of communion. What more do we need? O Lord, fulfill this promise, and be ever to us as a little sanctuary.
Oh,
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs at freepres.org. That's ltbs at freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
Assured that conviction is a work of grace. Be assured that when God slays a man, it's in order to make him alive. When God brings you to the end of yourself, it's to bring you to the beginning of Christ. It was when Saul of Tarsus was thus brought to the end of himself that the Lord Jesus stepped in and revealed his saving grace. So the last thing we can say about him here is that he received pardon and righteousness in Christ that satisfied the law and gave, notice the words, true security. to his soul. He had been in carnal security. Ah, now he entered in to true security. Now he began to grasp what Stephen had been talking about. Now he entered into the release, the freedom, and I use that word advisedly. That's how our translators have translated his, Paul's own words in Romans chapter 6. When he talks about justification, they talk about freedom. He began to see and feel the freedom of a free justification. What a freedom that is. I'm no longer, says Paul, in effect, no longer laboring to make God love me. I'm no longer doing to make God save me. I'm no longer working to earn merit. I'm no longer serving in order to earn or merit or deserve anything from the hand of God. I have come to the place of death. This is what Romans 7 is all about. I have died to the law in the body of Jesus Christ. When Jesus died, he satisfied the law. His is a perfect righteousness. I am in Christ, and I am now depending on the merit of the Savior. By simple faith, I am trusting Christ for my pardon, Christ for my righteousness, Christ for my merit, Christ for my way to heaven. Will God receive me? Yes, because he receives Jesus Christ. Can God deny me? No, because he cannot deny Jesus Christ. You see, he came on the Damascus Road confessing Christ to be his only Lord and Savior. He came into the experience of a free justification. That's what the gospel is all about. And Saul of Tarsus, the self-righteous Pharisee, who had lived his life up until then in a state of carnal security, had been brought through this deep experience of conviction when he was kicking against the pricks, until the Lord Jesus finally shattered his every hope in the flesh and brought him to an end of himself. Saul of Tarsus entered in by faith to receive Christ as a Savior. And there, gaining a true security, he gained such an appreciation of a free justification that he preached it as the foremost herald of the gospel in his day, or any other day for that matter. He preached it across the world. That's the message that Saul of Tarsus, Paul the Apostle, constantly proclaimed. He was delivered because of our offenses. He was raised again because of our justification. We conclude that a man is justified by faith without the works of the law. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. By this one man's obedience, many are made righteous. How he loved to preach the wages of sin. The wages of sin. It's a beautiful word that he uses. Really, the wages that a soldier expects for fighting in a campaign. His military pay. The wages of sin is death. Death is the devil's payment for those who fight in the army of hell in the cause of unrighteousness, yielding their members as instruments of sin. Death. But the gift of God, the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why Paul could say in Philippians chapter 3, 7 and through 9, what things were gained to me? And what were those things? The things that a Pharisee boasted about. His position, and he had a great position. His prospects, as I indicated last week, By his early 30s, he was probably already a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin. His prospects were first rate. He had the world at his feet. His self-righteousness. People admired the righteous living of Saul of Tarsus. He said, "What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for what? For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung." I want you to get the change here. The things that Saul of Tarsus loved and trusted in, he says, "I count them like farmyard manure." Rough talk, yeah. But Paul wanted people never to forget just how filthy, how rotten, how unworthy are the things that the world holds on to and that he had been holding on to. He says, "I count them but dung." Just dung, excrement, filthy, useless, worthless things. "That I may win Christ and be found in him." Be found in him. Let me stop there. The Bible only knows these states. Without Christ, that's the state of guilt. In Christ, that's the state of grace. Then with Christ, that's the state of glory. Here on this earth, you're either in Christ or you're without Christ. Paul, the ex-Saul of Tarsus, says, "I will count any gain of life but dung to be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but the righteousness which is through the faith of Christ. I want to be found in him." Let me ask you tonight, as we come to the end of this service, is that your testimony? Is that where God has brought you? Let me put it more pointedly to you. As God searches the hearts of these people tonight, does he find you in Christ? Or does he find you without Christ? Now get rid of the carnal security. Sweep aside all that proud arrogance that allows you to feel secure because you made a decision, because you got baptized, because you joined the church, because you give money, because you do this. Get rid of all that carnal security that focuses on what you are and what you do and what you give, etc. It's all surface stuff. Get away from the carnal security. Does God find you in Christ? Does he find you a soul who has been brought to the end of himself or herself? Where you say, "I have no righteousness but Christ. I have no merit but Christ. I have no hope but Christ. I have no prospect but Christ. I have no Lord but Christ. I have no love but Christ." Has he brought you there? Saul of Tarsus came from carnal security to the perfect security of acceptance with God through the righteousness of Christ imputed to him and received by faith alone. Now, he was truly alive. He said, I was alive without the law once. That's what he thought. Then he died under conviction. Died to self, died to pride, died to personal righteousness. But by faith in Jesus Christ, he was made alive to eternal glory. I trust tonight that God will shatter carnal security. I trust tonight that God will get through to the heart. He'll do what this preacher cannot do, and he'll cause an earthquake in the inmost recesses of your soul if you are not a Christian. That God will shatter every false hope and will shut you up to faith in Jesus Christ. Shut you up to trust in him. For that truly is to be made alive. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And if God has brought you under conviction, I rejoice. I'm glad when God brings a soul to the end of himself. But then I can invite you with utter confidence to come in to Christ. Come in to Christ. Trust him. Take him as your Lord, your Savior, your Redeemer, your righteousness, and your life. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. We do rejoice in the gospel of grace. We thank thee that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. We thank thee that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We thank thee that he who spells death to self-righteousness gives us the righteousness of eternal life. And O God, we pray that thou wilt do this work of grace in hearts in this house tonight. There are souls here who need to be saved, souls who need to flee to Christ as their own and personal Redeemer. O God, have mercy on such this evening and bring them to the knowledge of Christ. Part us now with thy very richest blessing. Grant that the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be our abiding portion this Sabbath evening and evermore. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.